You're listening to the Personal Growth Magazine podcast with your host, Daryl Daughtry.
Hello, I'm Daryl Daughtry, the publisher of Personal Growth Magazine and this podcast. We try to keep things brief, and we feature audio articles centered around personal development and self-improvement. I'm also a multi-certified coach and a trainer of professional coaches all around the world. And these connections give me inside access to information and innovation that I pass along to you each and every week. In today's audio article, we're going to talk about creating new thinking habits. My wife, Janet Daughtry, who is a multi-certified coach, a coach trainer, and author of the book Living a Great Life, offers some fascinating information on changing your limiting thoughts. So, here's this week's audio article with an insightful look at this, just for you.
To talk to you about changing your thinking and thus changing your life. Zig Ziglar once said, when you change your thinking, you change your actions. And when you change your actions, you change your future. Many people come to me as a life coach because they feel a bit stuck in life. And often that being stuck has a lot to do with their thinking and their beliefs. Sometimes the perspective is, well, this is just who I am, and this is just how I think. It's always been this way, and there's nothing much that can be done about it. Well, that simply is not true. You can absolutely change your thinking and thus change your life. It used to be that we thought there wasn't a whole lot that could be done with the brain. But now, after years of research, we know our brains can change by intentionally changing our thoughts. In fact, we now know that our brains like patterns or thought loops. It's really the way our brain stays organized, if you will. Our brain seeks out, or our mind seeks out, patterns or loops so it doesn't have to work so hard and go into cognitive overload. So you and I have thinking habits. We have repetitive ways of thinking. And sometimes our thinking habits are good, and sometimes not so good. Approximately 80% of our thoughts happen to be negative. But the good news is now that we know that you can change your thinking and change your life. In fact, even in the medical field, we now call it psychonumerology, which basically is this field of study between our thoughts and our physical health, our brains and our physical health. And we now know that there's this huge interconnection, that our physical state can impact our mental state, and our mental state can impact our physical state. For example, there are documented studies of people overcoming depression, physical limitations, and disabilities just by changing their thinking. So how do we do that? How do we begin to develop some new thinking habits? I think it's really important to tune in to our inner thoughts and our inner script or dialogue. What are we thinking and what are we telling ourselves? Might it be helpful to write it down? What's the evidence that this is so? What's the real truth? And what would be a better way to think than that, so I could get better results? In essence, it's almost like becoming your own thought landlord. I once heard Dr. Fred Luskin express it this way. If you were a landlord, would you rent out your space to thieves and thugs? Then why do you rent out your mental space to the same, such as anger, rage, negativity, or toxic thinking? You see, part of living a great life is really not being passive with your thinking, but very active with your thinking. In fact, becoming a landlord of your mental space and what you think and how you think and even what you think about. getting a hold of your thinking, well, it's going to require some effort, that's for sure. It's going to require tuning in to your self-talk, all of that. It requires you not to be so passive mentally, but to challenge your thinking and, more importantly, tell yourself the truth. But the good news is, if you will do some of that, if you'll take some time with your thoughts and you'll begin to tell yourself the truth, you'll eventually turn your thinking around, and more importantly, you will begin to develop new thinking habits. Here's the great news. You absolutely can control the way you think. And if your life is going to go in the direction of your thinking, then I believe it's very important to change the way you think. And better yet, it's definitely worth the effort.
Come visit us at personalgrowthmagazine.com. As our name implies, we're all about accelerating your personal growth and development. Through our relationship with over 1,000 life coaches from almost 50 countries around the world, we bring you fresh content each week that is instantly usable and very easy to understand. Featuring written articles and online videos, we explore relevant topics such as mindset, productivity, purpose, money, health, and personal relationships. We even curate videos by folks like Tony Robbins, John Maxwell, Brendan Burchard, and Dr. Oz. There really is something for everyone at personalgrowthmagazine.com, and we're open 24/7. We also offer online video courses on subjects like motivation, confidence, goal setting, and life's little obstacles. So come get motivated and inspired, and you might even learn a thing or two while you're at it. Join us now at personalgrowthmagazine.com.
Hi, Daryl Daughtry again, and thank you so much for tuning in. By the way, if you're interested in Janet's book, Living a Great Life, you can find it at personalgrowthmagazine.com.